So I've recently been rereading a book which some of you might have read. It's one called The God Who Is There, Finding Your Place in God's Story by Don Carson. And it goes through looking at what is our place, who are we, and why were we created. But the most challenging bit I found in it was a question at the end, where he looks at this verse in Matthew chapter 6. And he just asks, what is your treasure? And I think that's a great question for us to ask tonight, to take a few moments to honestly reflect and ask of ourselves, what is our treasure? And that got me thinking about some of the stories in the Bible, like this one about Nabal and David. And then as the chapter goes on, it refers to Abigail, his wife. And we see that Nabal and Abigail had very different attitudes towards what they possessed. But I don't want us just to concentrate on our possessions or our money, because I think this question goes far deeper than that. Our treasures aren't necessarily the things that we own or possess. They can be our careers, they can be our status, they can be our families. So let's take a moment to reflect and to ask the question, what do I truly treasure? I have a guilty pleasure, and that is on Thursday that I have off, and Taryn's at work, so that's great, a day to myself, do whatever I like. I like to watch American sports programs. So Amazon have some great ones, and so do Netflix. So there's one called All or Nothing that follows American football teams around, and the cameras follow them and how they're trained and how the leaders and the coaches work with them. And then there's one on Netflix called Last Chance U. And it's one that looks at this community college. So it's a junior university in the States. And it's in the middle of nowhere in Mississippi. The population of the town is 716 people. And yet it's got one of the greatest college football teams in America. Many of its players go on to join the NFL after leaving. And that's because they're given the skills and the help they need to get there. Many of them have failed their first university or didn't get enough points to get into a full university the first time round. So this college has scouts who go out and locate the best players who wouldn't otherwise get into a college to play top-tier American football. And they realise that a lot of them need some extra help. So they get given academic tutors. They know that if they don't score enough points, they won't graduate at the end of the year. And if they don't graduate, that's it. That's the end of their football career. And if they don't bother to show up to their lectures, somebody phones them, somebody texts them, and literally drags them to their lecture. So they're given all the skills, all the help that they need to get them to where they want to be, to get them to achieve their dreams. The tragic thing as you watch this series is that many of them don't get there because of themselves. They can't cope with being in this tiny little town. They're from some urban centre, and being in a town of 716 people drives them crazy. They don't know how to be a team player and how to get through them. So their dreams are destroyed by themselves. They don't know how to study. They don't know how to get out of their own way. Because they don't keep their eyes on the prize. The prize for them is getting into the NFL, getting into a top university so that they can get this multi-million dollar contract at the end of it. But if we're honest, how often is that true of us as Christians? How often does our gaze slip from the things of eternity to the things of this world? When are we distracted from things of eternal value to things that actually, come tomorrow, will mean nothing? Are we neglecting eternal treasure for earthly treasure? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can come before you today and we can examine our hearts and ask this question, where is our treasure? Lord, we pray that as we look to your word, we will be filled again with a sense of joy at the eternal worth that you have given our lives. Amen. So, because if we go back to the story of Abigail and Nabal for a moment, what we see in that story is that Nabal basically goes, David, why should I give you anything? This is all my wealth. Get lost. You're not having any of it. But Nabal's view is incredibly short-sighted, isn't it? It ignores the fact that Nabal's wealth comes from God and that David is God's anointed one. So by saying to David, get lost, he's actually saying to God, this stuff matters to me more than what you've given me. I care more about my possessions than being a good Jew. And it takes Abigail, so the hero in this story, to correct the situation. Because she knows that actually David is God's anointed one, that actually this blessing of wealth is from God. And so she holds it lightly in response to that. And I think sometimes we can act more like Nabal than Abigail. I think at times we have a prosperity-esque view slipping into our Christianity, don't we? We can think, if I go to the first Wednesday, then God owes me this. If I read my Bible 10 times this week, then God will give me this. Nothing bad will happen. But actually, that's not the message that Jesus gave, was it? It was, pick up your cross and follow me. How often are we distracted by the things of this earth? I think when we go through difficult times, it can be easier for us to rely on God than when we have plenty, can't it? And I think one of the biggest threats to us in the West, the wealthy West, is that actually we often don't really want for much. And that means that we become self-reliant. We think that we can store up these treasures that are going to last forever. But the message of the gospel is that they don't last forever. That's why Christ died on the cross. Died to remove our sins and to give us eternal life. Life that doesn't end. And as these verses say, life that will continue into heaven and into eternity. But we often forget about that for the concerns of this world. And unfortunately, that's not just robbing ourselves of eternal treasure, but it's robbing others of eternal life. Our focus on the here and now, this present world, means that often, if we're honest, our evangelism doesn't have the urgency that is required. Because actually, if we don't take heaven and eternal life particularly seriously, then the flip side of that is we don't take the idea of hell and eternal death particularly seriously either. So our focus on ourselves, on the here and now, this present passing world, is one that has very serious and negative effects on those around us. Are we prepared to challenge ourselves and to ask, what is our treasure? And this is where one of the important doctrines that was rediscovered or reclaimed during the Reformation really has an impact. The idea of the priesthood of all believers. Because that idea is that we're all called equally by God. Every Christian has a vital role to play in bringing the kingdom of God about. It doesn't matter what your job is. It doesn't matter if you are a stay-at-home mum or you're Simon the Vicar. Actually, God has called you to a specific personal role. Are we fulfilling that, or are we neglecting that for the things of this earth? What that also means is, like those players in America at Last Chance U, we've been given the skills and the abilities and the equipping that we need through the Holy Spirit to play our part in God's kingdom. But are we like them? Do we neglect those things because we're too distracted by this earth? So as we go into this week, let's ask the question, what do we truly value? What do we actually seek? What do we want to see for our families, for our countries, for the world? Let's keep our eyes focused on eternity and not on the here and now. Otherwise, we're giving up eternal life or eternal glory for glory that might last 10 years if we're lucky. How long does the peak of your career last? It's probably not very long. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you sent your Son to give us eternal life. We thank you that he gave us the example of humbling himself unto death. Lord, we pray that you will help us to seek you over this week and to challenge ourselves with the question of what is our treasure. Father, we pray that you'll be working in our hearts to replace our worldly desires with the desires that you have. Lord, we pray that we will go from here, Christians equipped through your Spirit to bring your kingdom in our areas of life. Lord, we pray that you will keep us humble and that you will keep our eyes focused on the cross at all times. Amen.